How awesome it is to see a full church. Actually, every Mass this weekend has been full except for the one at St. John the Baptist, but it was a big crowd of people through the parking lot and all over. How awesome it is. We gather together. We gather here for the Eucharist celebration. What a wonderful thing it is. And we gather. Why do we gather? We come to give thanks to God, just as in the psalm this morning. We come to give thanks to you. And this is what we do. This is the kind of people we are. We are Eucharistic people. We gather together and we pray and we do all these things as a people of God. How many of you have a garden? Keep your hands up. Okay. How many of you are farmers? Also, I'm seeing how many people's going to have their hands up when we're all done. So how many farmers do we have here? Gather or raise your hand with the gardeners. Okay, how many of you have a farm that is pretty near you and you get to see the crops grow? Okay, another big bunch. How many of you have planted flowers or seeds or grass seed or something like that? Okay, so we got most of you in on this. Usually in the country, that could be expected because that's what we do. We grow things in the country, don't we? Yes. Not only do we grow things, we'll get into that. There's other things that we do very well also. And today is a good sign of that, a full church. It's so rewarding to plant a garden. We always have a great big garden, my wife and I. We give a lot of it away to the neighbors and to our kids and our grandkids, and we've got a lot of kids and grandkids, so, and a lot, some neighbors. But it is so rewarding to plant something and watch it grow and tend to it and all the things that go along with it, and then watch it sprout. It comes up, you hoe it, you take care of it, and then the harvest. How great the harvest. The harvest is the best part of it. But it's not easy. You got the weeds, you got the rain, you got the varmints, rabbits and raccoons and deer to chase off because they come right when it's just perfect. They come and take it and eat it. Sometimes there's no rain. Sometimes it's too hot or too cold. So there is a lot of work to it. There are limiting factors when you grow any kind of a plant, whether it's a farming, if you're a farmer, a gardener, or a tree planter, or whatever it happens to be, you plant your flowers, if there's a limiting factor, it's going to not grow. A limiting factor prevents a plant from growing into the biggest, best, nutritious plant that it can be. So a limiting factor doesn't allow that to happen. A limiting factor could be nitrogen. If it doesn't have any nitrogen, or if it has a little bit, and it grows, and it finally uses all the nitrogen, it's got plenty of water, plenty of soil, plenty of everything else, but not enough nitrogen, it stops growing. It doesn't do any more growing. Or if it does, it turns a little bit of a different color, turns yellow, and it just doesn't do very well after that because of the limiting factor. And there can be other chemicals in there like potassium, trace elements. The soil can be a limiting factor. Water can be, if there's not any water or not enough water, that would be a limiting factor. Or if there's too much water, that would be a limiting factor. Or too many weeds would be a limiting factor for that plant to become the best plant that it can be. So with all this work that takes place, the rewards of a harvest of a garden, that fresh, succulent, tasty strawberries or fresh asparagus or zucchini that's just squirting the, if you just pick it out of the garden and bite into it and start eating some zucchini, it just fills your mouth with the water from its juices. All those good things, they are so very good. But even better and even much more important and much more awesome than that is for each of us growing the kingdom of God. And that's what we are called to do. Jesus calls us to to grow the kingdom of God. He tells us what the kingdom of heaven is like, and he asks us to follow him. He wants us to continue growing that kingdom of God. And it is through God that we can, and only through God, can we grow the kingdom of God. And it is through our celebrations and through our faith that we can grow the kingdom of God. So I ask you, what are you doing to nourish the kingdom of God? What are you doing to grow your life as a human being? What are you doing to grow your spiritual well-being, your spiritual life? What are you doing, or how do you witness in the kingdom of God? Do you witness God in the kingdom of God? And how are you preparing for the harvest? That is the awesome part, the harvest. And another, what is your limiting factors? Coming to church today is not a limiting factor for you because you are here. That can be a limiting factor. That's one of the greatest of the limiting factors. Just like for plants, water usually is a limiting factor. And for Catholics, not going to Mass, that can be a limiting factor. Where your growth, your spiritual growth, your growth with others, your growth in celebrating, growth in all the things that we do, it kind of slows way down and even stops. St. Paul tells us, St. Paul sets our eyes on God because God is central for the kingdom. So he tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. So, you know, we're pretty good at setting our eyes on something that we got to do, and that's what we do. We go do it. St. Paul tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. So, yes, we do that when we do things, but if we can walk by faith in all that we do, how much better would it be for each and every one of us and for the kingdom of God as we grow it? As Catholics and Christians, we do belong to God, and we walk by faith. And our faith has four pillars in our faith. The first, and these are found in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, but what we believe, that's their first pillar. What we believe, that is our faith. What we believe is our faith. We believe in God. We can go through the whole creed. That's what we believe. That is our faith. And how we live. How do you live? How we live is another pillar of our faith. How we live. How we read Scripture. How we follow the Ten Commandments. How we follow Scripture and the teachings of Jesus. That is part of how we live. How we get along with each other, our relationship with each other. How do we grow the kingdom of God? That is how we live, growing the kingdom of God with each other, loving our parents and loving our brothers and sisters, loving our friends and loving our enemies. And then another is, how do we celebrate? Here we are today. We are here to give thanks to God in the Eucharist. Eucharist means thanksgiving, and here we are celebrating. One of the greatest things that we can do is celebrate the Holy Eucharist together, all of us. And when we celebrate it together, I mean all of us. We're talking about Father, each one of you, me, the ushers, the communion people, all the different people here, but not only all the people here, but all who have died before us. We celebrate with them. We celebrate with the angels and the saints. We, in the holy, 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 we even say this, what we do together. And in the Gloria, we say what's going on together as we all give glory and praise to God. And then what else happens at this Eucharist celebration? The gifts that we bring forward, the gifts that we have used through the week, we bring and place them on the altar. We also bring the bread and the wine up to the altar, and it's placed on the altar, and it, along with our gifts, is changed into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is how we grow. This is how we grow the kingdom. We are becoming energized. We are becoming part of what we will be eating, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the one who died for each and every one of us. It is the sacrificial meal that we are at here as we give thanks. We thank Jesus for his death on the cross for us because he gives us that freedom. He takes away our sins. He brings us to eternal salvation and redemption. And we do it together. And then together we come forward and we receive the Eucharist. How wonderful it is. How great it is. And then it energizes us that when we leave here, we go out and grow the kingdom of God. We use the gifts that he gave us. You know, we've been away from the kingdom of God, or some have, not away from the kingdom of God, but we've been away from church for a while because of the COVID and things that's been going on. But you know, most of us are back. But there's still some that's not back yet. And I'm not talking about those that can't come back because they're aged and just can't get around, or those that are sick or infirm, those that are in nursing homes. Then there's some that are sick. Even young people get sick and can't. But we are coming back now, and that is a good thing. It is good for the church. It is good for us. It is good for the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God depends on each and every one of God's children participating in the kingdom. And to participate at the Eucharist meal is where we bring it all together. So there's something missing when we're not here. Something very great is missing. First of all, the gifts that we bring forward, the things that we have done through the week, is missing. It's not there. Our presence is missing. So we miss you, and hopefully you miss us, and you know that you're always welcome here at all times in the kingdom of God as all God's children. We use our gifts. We use them very faithfully as we grow the kingdom of God. You know, let us continue working for the kingdom of God, preparing for the harvest. We walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus shows us the way. And together, in thanksgiving, we give thanks to God.